Hello, my lovelies. I'm Jay at Core Insight, and these are going to be our messages. I don't know if they're weekly or whatever. That theme from last week very much continues in that these are much bigger messages than just for the week, right? I can only do a message a week. So I'm going to be doing them in that way, but this is much bigger, as you'll see from the cards that come up. I know I said that last week, and I'm going to say it this week as well. There's a lot happening this week. That first card that's come out, let's start there. Going Beyond Normal is the card that came out. And I looked at it and I thought, I've seen this card recently somewhere. Obviously, I've done personal readings for a few weeks, so it could have been in that. But I did check the weeklies, and it came up for the week where we had the Libra lunar eclipse. If you guys remember that, it feels like lifetimes ago, right? So we had that card came up then. That's the significant part of that week. Now, this week, there's all sorts of astrology going on, and I will leave it to some very good astrologers to cover all of that. But just a few ideas. I mean, we've got Venus conjunct Mercury. I think Mercury's going to conjunct. What else does Mercury conjunct? I know Venus conjuncts the North Node. Right at the end of the week, we have the Jupiter-Saturn, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, that everyone's talking about because it's such a big deal. And this reading very much speaks to that energy, And I will speak about that in just a moment. But even before that, we're going to have Mars sextiling Jupiter. We're going to have Mars sextiling Uranus. A lot of it is focused around that. And I think it's been, it has to have been building, right? If we're getting the same kind of message that we're coming in into this reading, this is what I mean more than this week. There's much bigger time frames that are happening now, much bigger perspectives. Even when we're acting, even if we're doing, and I mean that in terms of day-to-day stuff, conversations, one-on-one, right, interactions, go to in within ourselves. When you're thinking, when you're feeling into where you are, there is a much bigger picture that those interactions or those feelings or those thoughts that they are a part of. And that is a part of this theme. But we've looked at that. If you remember, I've talked about temporal framing in the past few weeks. So that comes up. So this is what I would ask you to consider. As I'm recording this, and I did all the last couple of weeks very early. This one I'm doing a little late. It's what is it? It's the 14th of April. It's just gone noon here on the 14th of April, 2024. And we had that eclipse week. How was that week for you? I know there was a lot of talk. We had a hangout on the Discord server on Wednesday evening. It was evening for me. It was the day for a lot of the people that were on there. It was kind of an eclipse post-mortem, as it were. And I think a lot of us were in consensus that it was profound, like for a lot of us, and there were shifts and changes. But on a very deep level, none of us had actually experienced anything like physical, like if you want to put it that way, if anything like relationships ending or jobs ending or anything like that, nothing like that had happened, but it did mark a turning point. And we kind of see that theme come up in this reading as well. What I would ask you to consider, and we have, especially because we have Buffalo over, I love that Buffalo came up. Like I looked at it and I thought, you cannot make this shit up. It was one of those moments when I saw it because it's so perfect. And you'll see that when I read the card in a moment. But that, I keep wanting to say Saturn in there, but the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that happens. I mean, Jupiter, Zeus, Uranus, Uranus, right? We've got the god of the gods meeting the very primal kind of father of the sky, of the heavens, right? So you've got that energy of them two coming together and all that mythological stuff. In terms of Jupiter and Uranus, if we were to look at some of their themes, you know, Jupiter, you hear this all the time, is the planet of expansion and growth. And it's going to join forces, right? It's going to join forces with Uranus. And Uranus is, you know, to simply put it, it is the planet of its sudden changes and liberation, freedom. They're both, I think they're both about liberation. Jupiter, liberation of the mind in terms of our beliefs, its expansion in meaning. And Uranus is unpredictable. It's unpredictable. It wouldn't be a sudden change if it was predictable. And the whole thing with Uranus is to take us in different directions, to, you know, especially with Jupiter, it's going to be about expansion. So what do I see around this week? I see breakthroughs, I see surprises, I see paradigm shifts. Those, and here's the thing, that is happening on the heels of all of this stuff that's already happened. Oh, I know why I keep thinking of Saturn, because I forgot to mention that we had that Saturn-Mars conjunction that happened as well. So if I go by where I am in my life, if I go by the conversations, and I had a lot of conversations, a lot of people, you know, close friends, family, people on the server, community, clients, you know, all sorts of people I've been talking to. And I've been looking at it from as an observer as well, just looking at what's happening in the news, just looking at what's happening online, what people have been sharing and what's going on. There's a lot that's already shifted and changed. I was talking to a friend last night who is not into any of this. And you know, I've talked about this friend often. And he was talking in such a different way. I've known him for over 8 years. I've never heard him speak the way that he's speaking. You know, under normal circumstances, and I've said this before, you know, if you had to put us into strict camps, which I don't really like to do, but, you know, if you were going to do it, then he would be the individualist and I would be the collectivist, right? Even though I'm not a collectivist, and even though he's not an individualist. But that broadly sums up our viewpoints, our stances on things in life. And when you've got someone who is such an extreme individualist talking about how the coming years are going to be difficult, not talking about it from a spiritual perspective, not talking about it from an astrological one, and not any of that, just from his own experiences in life. And he said, I can see myself needing to lean on people and people needing to lean on me if we're going to get through this. And I thought, yes, exactly that. And that, you know, I've been talking about that. But when I hear it coming from the most unexpected quarters, right, this kind of echoed back, this realization just from looking at, you know, one's own life and stuff, I think a lot of us are coming to that realization. So which takes me to the initial card that we're looking at here, which is going beyond normal. And if you think about what I just shared from that perspective of my friend, he's going beyond normal. That's not his normal. Now, having gone through these eclipses, you know, we're out of eclipse season, having gone through these conjunctions and this crazy astrology. I mean, what the hell, April, right? When halfway through April, what the hell? And having gone through all of this, a lot has changed, but how are we expressing that physically? You know, and the sun does enter Taurus, which is why I love that this buffalo showed up, right? The sun does enter Taurus. So I see a lot of this as, you hear me talk about it all the time, but I usually talk about it in terms of Virgo and Pisces. I'm going to talk about it now in terms of Taurus and Scorpio, which is the heavens meet the earth. The heavens meet the earth. And the way that I see it, and, you know, if you know me, you know I love storms. I'm exhilarated by extreme weather, that kind of phenomena. It's dangerous. I know it is. I know people get hurt. I know people die. And that's not to poo-poo that. That is a natural part of being on this earth and being a human being. That is something that I know people are trying, but, you know, that we can't control. Not really. We can bolster ourselves, you know, we can have lightning rods and stuff put on buildings and ways to limit the damage that can be done from these things. But we can't stop them from happening. Not yet, anyway. I'm not sure that we should be trying to stop these things from happening. And so that's the way I see it, as a lightning bolt striking the earth. Now, how does that show up in your life? I'm not expecting this reading to give you that information. It wouldn't be, like I said, it wouldn't be a sudden change if that was the case. Is it an epiphany that you have? Is it a realization of the now the expression of how you go forth and live the changes that have already happened, of who you've become? We've got King of Wands sat there right in the center of this reading. But that's what it is. And it can be frightening. So, you know, I use that analogy of a lightning bolt. You know, think about it. Think, have you, I mean, you can see it in this card. You don't have to like think about it. Look at it in the background. You see the lightning bolt coming down. Think about how it lights up the sky for that moment. There's a flash, this noise, this thunder, there's, you know, all of this stuff can come along with lightning flashes. What is revealed to you in that moment? And because it happens in Taurus, because we're in Taurus, we're going into Taurus season, this isn't just a thought or a feeling. I mean, it can obviously come through in that way, right? This is something that affects our physical material reality, that we can't continue in a way that we have done. And there are things that I would not usually say under any other Taurus season. I would not talk about things speeding up. You know, Taurus is slow. That's the whole point of it. Like, let's take our time. Let's plan this out. Let's go one step, you know, let's do this. It's fixed earth. It is as solid as it gets. But imagine when that is the area that there is change happening. Imagine that this is the place where that epiphany or that bolt happens. And, you know, in the past, when I was more naive and I was exploring both sides of the duality, like one at a time, the dualistics thing of where I said, you know, this is the kind of week where I think a lot of people would, going by that narrative that I used to have, is they would ask, like, oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen, right? And I would encourage you to, rather than waste your energy on discerning what will happen, right, of more, think about who you are. Think about how you engage with things. Think about going beyond normal in your reactions to no matter what happens. Because, yes, you know, we happen to life. Anything that comes in our path, anything that happens to us, we engage with it in a certain way. You know, we're used to doing things a certain way. We consider ourselves to be a certain person. But if we want our life, or if we want to engage with things in a different way, we want real change, we must engage with things in a different way as well. So yes, we happen to life. But also, it's not either or, you know, this and that. Life happens to us. You may notice things happening around you. You may, you know, we've got seven of wands, eight of wands. Like, this is progress. And it's fire progress. You know, just because we're going to have, it's fascinating to me because we just had, so let me finish one thought before I go to the next one, right? Just because we're moving into Taurus season, we're still going to have plenty of Aries energy. Just because the eclipse season is over doesn't mean those energies are not with us, guiding us, moving through us, being expressed through us. If you look at this reading, we have three major arcanas coming up, and they bookend the reading. But everything else is us. And the main players are seven of wands to the eight of wands. We will talk about this when we get there. But yes, what was I going to say? So it's interesting that we had an Aries season with Mars in Pisces. Now we're about to have a Taurus season where Mars will move into Aries. Mars will be home. Venus is going to make it into Taurus. Venus will be home. That is part of this kind of, if you want to call it masculine, feminine. I mean, I don't see the lovers here, but I'm getting the lovers, that communication, which is kind of setting us up for Jupiter moving into Gemini. These are the dominoes falling one by one. That's how it feels. Dominoes that we have spent years setting up. This is what we trained for. This is what we have worked on. This is what we have, you know, shifted and learned and broadened our perspectives and all of that stuff, all of that wonderful stuff. Even if you feel like nothing's changed in your life, you have changed. This is your opportunity to work with that energy, to realize that. Right, let's get this. So I'm going to read Going Beyond Normal first and foremost. On the path of life, there are deciding moments where we can choose to go with the mainstream, or we can dare to take a bolder, more authentic and trusting way, even if it seems riskier or less safe. To rely solely on logic and science without incorporating the mysterious and magical is a recipe for an existence that is far too dry. The sacred rebel within our hearts will always choose a juicier approach to life. You are currently approaching such a choice point. You could say that the choice is about balance. It is less about choosing to honour either art or science, gardening or architecture, and more about integrating all approaches so that you enhance rather than hinder your life journey. Placing science or architecture above all else kills off the rebellious heart. Steadfastly relying on logic, proof, and a complete set of plans to measure and dictate outcomes will suffocate the soul. Basing decisions on limited factors with an imbalanced measure of success is unnecessarily limiting. This approach prevents us from living freely, spontaneously, and with trust, so that we can rebel against the need for things to go strictly according to plan. Now, let me just pause there. That already goes, what did I say? Like, that's Taurus. We plan. What's the plan? Let's work on this. Let's get it right. Let's, you know, plow the field and make sure everything's done. Are those plans changing? Choose to value decisions based on passion and instinct and trust in life enough to embrace it as an adventure and let it unfold as it will. There is a time and a place for logic, strategy, planning, and measurable outcomes. That's all earth. That's all the material, you know, mechanistic reduction. I mean, that's part of life as well. But, and that's, let's continue. These are not bad tools to have, but we must be vigilant not to worship them or allow them to quash our less rational but equally valuable decision-making tools. Intuition, feelings, and those things you know without knowing how you know them. Those lightning flashes from heaven. I said the lightning flashes from heaven. He didn't say it in the book, just to be clear. The flowing inspirational energy of the heart may have no conceivable basis in logic or reason and still be uncannily accurate. To remain rebellious, we must not sacrifice the art of emotion, instinct, passion, and intuition for the science of logic and strict planning. On the other hand, gardening and art do provide us with a plan, albeit more loosely held. This plan still requires us to set aside time, to draw upon reliable methods, and to prepare with certain tools. That's all Taurus. However, there is also a healthy dose of organic flow, responsiveness, and trust in the creative process of bringing something to life. This leads to the cultivation of the most beautiful, abundant, and successful garden, and the most vivid, healing art. You're being asked to stay open to the intuitive approach in your life, your work, your creativity, as well as in your spiritual journey. The intuitive approach can be likened to the method of a gardener or an artist. There is a sense of what might work where in a loose or even a detailed plan, but how the plan is carried out will depend on and respond to the flow of its surroundings. There is no need to control the situation, but rather a desire to nurture an idea to fruition. You may have pressures around you, from the world or from your own conditioned nature, to do things according to the rules, to a deadline or to the accepted mainstream view that you need a well-thought-out plan for success in a commercial venture. However, sometimes the best plan is to do what feels intuitively truthful in the moment and to trust that you are being led to... That you are being led towards your own growth. Adopting this approach means you have to do far less planning and far more living. It is a pure and heart-centered way to manifest your art, your life path, and your essence into practical expression in the world. It involves a willingness to be led by nature instead of trying to control the powerful force of life, which is a bit like trying to fit a proverbial ocean in a teacup. It's far more intelligent to allow the ocean to be the ocean and to learn to swim in it rather than try to cram it into a vessel that is much too small. This oracle brings you a special piece of guidance. You are moving outside of the plan. You are living on the border of what is socially accepted. This is good. This is fringe-dwelling freedom. And that's Aquarius. You know, that's Uranus. Fringe-dwelling freedom. Others might not see this about you straight away, as you seem pretty normal. What the fuck even is normal? But anyway. But that secret eccentric streak is just waiting to show itself. And is that your secret eccentric streak, what that lightning is? And maybe you are an out and proud fringe dweller, completely comfortable with this way of being. Either way, this oracle brings you the message that you now have a chance to live from the heart and more deeply and exp- expressively than ever before. It wants you to realise that this is a legitimate, empowered and creative way to live that honours all of who you are. You can give up forcing or squashing yourself down into a very limited set of so-called desirable qualities like intellect and control. If you are yet to relate to this consciously, this oracle brings you the further message that you are going to be breaking with tradition. Perhaps not entirely, but at least in a way that is meaningful to you. This will require you to have courage in your convictions and faith in your heart truths. This will help you and inspire others around you to step out of fear and live more freely and lovingly. You are not necessarily meant to abandon logic and intellect altogether. You are to use them to serve the desires of the heart rather than to replace it. To replace its naturally spontaneous and truthful nature with controlled planning and narrow strategy. It's time to get a bit wild and let nature take its course. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I mean, I can give you an example from my own life if, you know, I do believe in living by example. I shared a lot on the server this morning. It's one of the reasons I was supposed to do this reading this morning, but I got caught up spontaneously writing this. And it's an essay. It's, you know, I was trying to be brief and I was brief. After I finished writing all of it, I thought this is a book. And I want you to consider this. I'll be completely honest with you in this moment, right? I do these readings. I don't make money from Aquarian Insight, right? Other than, and I'm just completely blown away and grateful to those that help me to do this work. Be that by sharing my work, by, you know, when I do readings, by doing that, who interact with me, who comment on the work that I do, who support me, the donations that people send me, you know, that all enables me to do this. But this is a labor of love. This is meaningful to me. This is the way that I think out things. But it's Taurus, right? The plan that we have, you know, how long, and it's a question that I've had for years and I've kept going so far, how long can I keep doing something or spending so much time, effort and energy on something that isn't really enabling me to live in other ways, right? You know, there's no income. But I don't want to live in a world where our value is based on how much we earn. So every reading that I pull, every video that I take, every hour that I spend on these readings, you know, these collective ones, it is my adherence, my prayer, my offering, my what I serve up to my vision of what the world could be, of a greater vision that I have. It means going beyond normal. It means not just doing things because they make you money. It means asking for help in ways that, you know, aren't always comfortable. And I've had my clashes with you guys, you know that. Those of you that think I should be getting a job or, you know, it's like you missed the point. That's not the point. You want me to play by the rules of normal. I want to go beyond normal. And I think we are capable of going beyond normal. But for it to happen everywhere, it has to happen somewhere. So that's one of them. But then I had this realization about this book. So if I take time out to write a book, right, which I am planning to, by the way. And if you, like I said, if you want a heads up on what that book's about, I wrote an essay on, I wrote loads of stuff on the server this morning. It's all on there. That no one pays you while you sit and write a book, right? But I'm going to do it. And what I did was, as soon as I decided I'm writing that book, and I have already started writing loads of stuff, I offered up a little prayer and I just said, I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do. And I trust that I will be held. I will trust that while I go off into my own heavens to bring that information. I pulled the cosmic egg a few days ago from the wild unknown. Is it here somewhere from this deck? Now it makes sense to me. It was this flash of understanding of what to do, but the earth part still has to be taken care of. You can't just live in heaven. We live on earth. That's the faith, that's the trust, that there'll be other ways, there'll be other things to do. But what Taurus forces us to do is to get real. I can say all of that, and yet I only have 24 hours in a day. I have to eat and sleep and I have to focus on relationships as things I have to do. So we have these physical constraints on how we can do that. But there are some physical constraints that we have that we don't need to be constrained by. It's finding that balance. It's looking at that. It's figuring all of that out. Now, I've described one example of it from my perspective. You will have your own. And that's my phone just nicely. I never make sounds, and now it's making sounds all the time. But yeah, you will have to decide that within yourself of what it is that you, where that applies to you. What is the plan that you have? What are you locked into that you may not need to be locked into, that you can work with it in a different way, especially when it comes from your passion, your inspiration, King of Wands. Let's read Buffalo. Buffalo, grounded yet heavenly, practical yet spiritual. The hooves of the mighty buffalo are grounded in the earth, yet its heart and mind rise toward heaven. The buffalo sees challenge, hardship, or a bump in the road as an opportunity for upliftment. Therefore, the buffalo does not fear death, illness, or misfortune. Its gentle eyes look to the road ahead, trusting every turn. May we all experience this elusive yet life-changing bliss from time to time. And may we allow this card to remind us that life is a precious gift, say to be lived. When in balance, trusting, pure presence. When out of balance, restless, lacks gratitude. To bring into balance, prayer, bhakti. Now, the other thing around that life is a precious gift is no matter what happens, right? This week, next year, whatever, right? Has happened. You are here. You have an opportunity. Eight of Wands. You know, I almost see the Wheel of Fortune as well, because that's a card of opportunities. That's Jupiter. There's an opportunity to go beyond normal. Whatever happens, whatever doesn't happen, whatever decision you make, it's an opportunity to go beyond normal. Now, keep that in mind, and let's look at the rune. And the rune, believe it or not, is movement, progress, the horse. I mean, these are all perfect. And this is what it says. AWAS. AWAS is a rune of transit and movement, transition of physical shifts, new dwelling places, new attitudes, or new life. It also signifies movement in the sense of improving or bettering any situation. Upliftment comes to mind, right? Of Buffalo. There is about this rune a sense of gradual development and steady progress, which is what we would say about Taurus, with the accompanying notion of slow growth through numerous shifts and changes. This could apply to the growth of a business or to the development of an idea. A relationship may need to undergo changes if it is to maintain growth and life. Moral effort and steadfastness are called for when you draw the rune of movement. Another of the cycle runes. Let it be said this way: as I cultivate my own nature, all else follows. That's why that King of Wands is out there. And that word nature is crucial. It's an earth sign, an earth season that we're going into. This rune symbol is the horse, and it signifies the inseparable bond between horse and rider. I get the visions of the chariot there, because that's what the chariot kind of is about as well. Bronze Age artifacts show a horse drawing the sun across the sky. Here, AWAS is saying, you have progressed far enough to feel a measure of safety in your position. Now it is time to turn again and face the future, reassured. I'm getting judgment energy with that, and Pluto. Now it's time to turn again and face the future, reassured, prepared to share the good fortune that comes your way. The shearing is significant since it relates to the sun's power to foster life and illuminate all things with its light. Reversed. Movement that appears to block. Be certain that what you are doing or not doing is timely. There are no missed opportunities. You have simply to recognize that not all opportunities are open to you, that not all possibilities are for you. The opportunity at hand may be precisely to avoid action. If you are feeling at a loss, unclear about the need to act, consider what is timely to your nature and remember what is yours will come to you. Now, the whole thing of this, especially when it's saying sharing what you have, that's that gratitude part of what Buffalo was saying. Right? It may be your vision. It may be your courage to do something. It may be your faith in not acting, right? Whatever it is. But you have that to share. We always have something to share. I've said this so many times. It's the greatest life hack, I think, in life. And I've shared it so many times. And I've had so many of you that have sent me messages about how it changed your life just doing this. that when you feel like you have nothing, nothing has changed, nothing whatever, right? A quick hack to abundance is to give something to someone. It could be a compliment. I don't mean like make some shit up back and forth, right? This is how we interact, engage with things. You know, even if you think about this, like me doing the readings, I share what I have. I do have this. I have the ability to do these readings, to tell these stories, to see these things, to speak in this way. You know, that's what I have. That's what I'm abundant in. Whether there's, you know, anything in the bank, whether there's no one in my life, no matter, this is something that I have in abundance and I can share it in abundance. You have something like that too. You know, it may be just how you walk about. It may be how you approach people in your office. It could be whatever it is. That's one of the things I'll say about this Taurus season, that, you know, it is about resources. When the King of Pentacles, he is not here. We've got the Page of Pentacles coming up. But when the King of Pentacles comes up, he is all about resources. And resources are not just money or possessions. It's the greatest resource you have is your time. How you spend your time. There's a speeding up thing happening here. Right, let's get on with this reading. So we've got Page of Pentacles in the past. Right, that's the details. That's the details. The devil is in the details, as I always like to say, when the Page of Pentacles shows up. It might be that when it comes to, think about it, it's, you know, it's the smallest of the court cards. It's the baby steps. It's, like I said, it's the details of something. It's the token of something. I've given this example before, that the Page of Pentacles, it's coins in this deck. Pentacles are physical body, possessions, money, time, all of that wonderful stuff. But it's the very little things. So it could be little changes that we make. It can be whatever we're doing and we just earn a little bit. Right. But it's OK, because at that at the beginning, if you're starting a YouTube channel, if you're, you know, starting a new business, you've opened an Etsy shop, you're doing something right. It's not actually about, yes, you want to make money from it, but you're trying to perfect. Like, this is a kind of like perfecting the details of it. Like, you know, oh, I could market my stuff a little bit better, or my camera is a little this, I could do that. Or, you know, my video should be like, that's the details. The devil is in the details at this point. But we may not earn a lot. This is not abundance in that sense, but this is an abundance of details of what we do with all of that. Where does that lead us to? Where leads us to the Hermit? So you've got this earth energy coming in, Hermit, Virgo, but it's a very solitary energy, the Hermit. Not in terms of us being alone, although for some it may be, and for, I think this might even be taking us back to Virgo season in some ways, or, you know, Pisces season, if you want the full moon, think back to the full moon in Virgo, if you want to go that far, or even further, go back to the new moon in Virgo that happened back in Virgo season last year. During that time period, that's very Virgo, looking at the details, and then I'm the only person that has the ability to affect change in this situation. That's what the Hermit says. Using everything that I know. Magician comes up, right? Who rules? That's Mercury. Rules Virgo. The Hermit lights the path, lights the way, like the way forward. Why do we trust? Because we have a vision. I cannot stress this enough. And I annoyed someone because I said this to them just a couple of days ago, where I was talking about something that, you know, this is what I want to do, or this is whatever. And they were like, well, why can't you do this? And it could be the same with, like, why can't you do this job? Or why can't you live here? Or why can't you do that? Because it's not the vision. Now, the vision, is it the plan? No. Because if you guys know what my eclipse, Aries solar eclipse epiphany was, if you guys know what it was, it's this sense or this feeling that there is nothing that I have to do and there is no one that I have to be. Now, you take that literally at an earth level, right? Then it's like, well, what the hell are you doing here, right? But it isn't that. It speaks to a feeling. It speaks to, well, then what is the star that lights my lantern? How do I go forward? What is your vision and why? And it's as expansive as you can go. Why do I say that? because here are the details. If you've got all the details, it leads to something bigger. You know, I can give you all the details in the world about something. Without context, they mean nothing. If I throw a bunch of numbers at you, I gave you the name of a country, a list of countries, and a list of numbers, what does that tell you? It doesn't tell you anything. You don't know what that relates to. Educational scores, you know, GDP, like what the hell are you trying to give us, Jay? So this context that we give to this, the context that we're putting these details in is the path that we want to walk. And the kind of irony of the Hermit card is he goes beyond like our day to day. This is taking a step back from a situation. And you will see more details of that. If you were like 2 inches away from, I don't know, like a bloody piece of art, you could say, well, there's different shades of green in front of me. For anyone that's ever been to, I don't know, like the National Gallery or something like that, an art gallery, and you have those big rooms, and I'm thinking of the Tate Britain, if anyone's ever been in London to the Tate Britain, and you have those rooms where you just sit back and you look up, and they have these massive, massive pieces of art. And you just sit there on this bench looking up at it, taking it all in. Because the details only matter in the context of which they are. That context may be changing. But how we navigate it, no matter what the Hermit comes up, you know, the next steps that he takes are based on what he wants. If you think about it, what he's saying with the King of Wands there is you go for what you want, you will get what you need. And it's the getting what we need part that does our heads in, really. That's the Buffalo. No matter what obstacle comes your way, no matter what happens, it's an opportunity for you to go beyond normal. To recognize that I'm the one that navigates this. The Hermit is not affected by what goes on outside. Which is difficult. We're human beings, I understand, right? And I don't think that solely, you know, just not being affected by anything is the best way to go. I mean, that's where you get the Eight of Wands, because it's interaction. But if you think about the Seven of Wands sat here, you know, some of you may have done the Hermit mode thing, which you've gone off by yourself, you know, spent this last couple of weeks, whatever, by yourself, or, you know, retreated or observing and just seeing what's going on. Which is great. But when you've got the Hermit and the Seven of Wands, this is, you know, this is a card of empowerment. I'm the only person that can affect change in this situation. So what do I stand for? How am I framing the details? Framing is a key word, and I've used it so much in so many different contexts. I mean, I've even noticed it I've even said it to people when they're asking me questions, talking to me. This was like even like a month or two ago I was doing this, where, you know, if someone asks you a question, but it's framed in such a way that you can only give a limited answer to it. You know, imagine if I framed it, you know, if I said to you, oh, did you like it? Well, you can only say yes or no to that. Your answer might be another way, like saying, who said I liked it? Or why is that where you went with this? Context and framing is everything. And we're doing that from our own perspective. You know, when I see the Hermit and the Magician with the Seven of Wands sat underneath it, and the King of Wands there, there's a quote that comes to mind. And, you know, it's the one that's often, they often say that, I think, was it Einstein they say it? I don't think Einstein said it. Like, there's so many people that I said to have said this. But the quote is, I'm going to butcher it here, but you'll get the gist of it, is, you know, if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will spend its whole life thinking it's stupid. Where have you been judging yourself? Like, that's your normal, right? Your normal might be, I can't climb a tree. But we've just gone for eerie season. So you decide, I'm a fish. Why the hell am I trying to climb a tree? The reversed of that rune. Why am I trying to climb a tree? Think about how that context changes. So the details, I can't climb a tree. King of Wands, who are you? You know, or you might be inspired to climb a tree, but why? Why is it? To be free? Well, you could be free swimming around in the ocean. That's the kind of shift or change that happens here. Why is it so crucial that we recognize that, the framing of it, or what we have turned into normal, or the plan, and we can go beyond it? Is because then we actually, with the magician, right, we use what we know and the tools that we have to create something new. We speak in a new way. We think in a new way. You know, that going beyond normal said, this is not about abandoning logic and reason. We need logic and reason. To live in the real world, we need plans, we need ideas. To do what though? Right, let's get. I mean, this is exactly what I'm saying. So we've got the Hanged Man, Neptune energy. Change in perspective, right? Surrender. It's surrendering to the details, that some details can't change. Like, you may not be able to climb a tree. You may never be able to climb a tree. Now, what if we flip to, we flip ourselves upside down? We think, well, why the hell am I trying to? I can swim. I can do something else. You might be trying to climb the tree because the water's rising when you were, you know, and so you see that as a challenge. You see that as an obstacle. You're trying to get away from the rising waters. You know, I'm not going to get rid of the swamp, right? That's Scorpio energy, fixed water, that it's rising up. And you're like, the only way I can stay dry or stay safe is if I climb this tree, but I can't climb the tree. And there's a desperation in that because it's about survival, right? It's about, you don't understand, Jay, I'm trying to survive. But you might be built for swimming. Those rising waters pose no danger for you. In fact, they actually liberate you. I'm thinking about Uranus here now. But we must change our perspective to be able to see that. And so the context in which these details are set. You know, let's take it very kind of material for a moment. How many times have you heard people say, oh, well, this study did this and this study did that, right? And you can get just about any study to illustrate any point that you want. And I'm, you know, I love science and I'm a big believer in science, but when not scientism, not when it's presented in that way. And it's, we can cherry pick data and we can show whatever. I was watching this documentary. I think I shared it on the Discord server a week or two ago. And it was about antidepressants. And what they showed in that is, you know, when they give antidepressants, that a lot of the antidepressants are marketed by only showing like the first 8 weeks or so. I mean, don't quote me on that, but a very limited time. They show you 8 weeks or so of how effective the antidepressants are in relation to a placebo, right? So they perform, if you look at them like that, right? So if you, they start off together, the placebo and the antidepressant. So if you're looking at, you know, people's depression on that, the antidepressant is, it's going down, like their symptoms go down, right? And placebo is just there normal. So you see it going down, or I don't know if it's reversed or up, but anyway, the first 8 weeks show it being effective. After that, most antidepressants are not effective. The long-term use of antidepressants, as illustrated in that documentary, I don't know, they could be cherry-picking data, right? Context. You take it out, you take it broader. Instead of 8 weeks, you look at 12 weeks, you look at 3 months. I mean, that is 12 weeks, or, you know, 6 months, a year, you take it out of that. It has a very, very different impact on people's outcomes. Context. We change our perspective. The details may not change, but what context do they matter under? So let's look at Hermit and the Magician. This and so we've got the World. Let's see what comes up with the Magician. Wow. I mean, so with the World coming up with, I'm laughing because the Devil coming up with the Magician is literally that. It's the fish trying to climb a tree. Like, I can't, you know, that's the Devil. I can't climb a tree. I'm disappointed. I can't do that. But the World, what is it? It's saying exactly the thing that I'm saying. This talks about going beyond normal. The World is Saturn saying you've reached the limit of doing things the way that you've done them. of spending, like taking a step back, of taking account of the details, of looking at what you want to happen here, of having the vision, or, you know, whatever it is that rune as well. AWAS. You're prepared, right? You know, you've done what you needed to do. And don't forget, the world, which is Saturn, comes before the fall, which is Uranus. That is the leap of faith. Now, your leap of faith, it may not be that, oh God, it could be I'm fine in my life. I don't want to change jobs or change relationships or do whatever. But in that sense, then, think about that. Think about carrying that energy within you. Not of desiring change, not of like doing it. It's like everything's going to plan, Jay. I'm cool. Everything's fine in my life. Excellent. But then you carry that with you, that when things change, and they will inevitably change, you know, we lose people, things shut down, things open up, society changes. Like, there, change is going to happen around us. How we engage with it, we can carry that within us, knowing that we will go beyond normal. We will find different ways to do it. We trust our intuition, our passion, what we're inspired by in that moment. We trust our ability to look at facts and details in different ways. That to come from this place of, well, this is what I love and this is how I want it, and this is the only way there is to create something or to use this knowledge or to use these tools, like, we go beyond that. You know, I mean, it's fascinating. It's just fascinating to me. So that's Virgo. And we've got, with Virgo coming up, the ruler of Virgo, Mercury. The devil is Capricorn. And with Capricorn is coming up, the ruler of Capricorn, which is Saturn. Those are both earth signs. We are entering earth season. And so we are drawing or bringing in with us I don't want to say the lessons, because, you know, that's, most of us have a very kind of visceral reaction to learning lessons, because we didn't have a good, a lot of people didn't have good experiences at school. So it feels like it's something that put upon us. But, you know, in future schools, that's my vision, you know, where we get to go be whoever we are, expand and try different things. And it's more of a bespoke teaching where we learn what we need to learn about ourselves and be who we are in this world, and empowerment, rather than get us to fit into classified boxes and label us, and you're going to do this and you're going to become this, right? Rather than that, I think it, when I say lesson, it'd be like, yeah, I want to do that lesson. Like, it'll be more exciting. That's one of the changes that I see happening. But you see, it's very earth. It's earth. We're coming in with this underlying energy. Virgo and Mercury, Capricorn and Saturn. You know, go back and, if you want, read up about, just very brief, have a look. Check out one of my embracing releasing videos if you want, from years ago. You know, what is Virgo energy? What is Capricorn energy? What is the planet Saturn? What is Mercury? Have a look at it in your own chart. You know, see where these placements are. Think back to the time periods, you know, the seasons. End of this year, beginning of this year for Capricorn. Or, you know, at last, end of August, first 3 weeks of September for Virgo. Consider these times in your life. Can bring them in, because they will mean different things to you. But when they are coming up to support, right, you've got Virgo and Capricorn showing up at the beginning of this reading, like, almost like supporting, leading the way for their buffalo or bull, you know, brethren, sister sign, Taurus. This is all the physical energy showing up. That is earth in all its kind of, in all its forms. The three earth signs are Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. They are bringing this in. They are leading the way. Let's see what the King of Wands says. I mean, they represent what's normal and how we go beyond that. Right, so we've got the King of Wands and the Seven of Swords, all right. I mean, that, the first line that I read of that, about things being riskier, it might be riskier, right? That's Seven of Swords. King of Wands is, this is who I am, come out of Aries season. This is what inspires me, you know. I am going to act on my passions, on my inspirations, on the lightning flashes that I have, on what makes me feel alive, on what I'm passionate about. I'm going to act on that. And this might be things that you've avoided doing in the past. Seven of Swords is what? It's the I can't. Well, it leads to the I can'ts. This is I don't want to. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to face that. I don't want to feel that. I don't want to take that risk. I don't want to come out the shadows. It's not the right time. Right? Fair enough. Whatever your relationship is with that, you might be going for that now. That might be the right thing for you right now. Think it's up to you. It depends on the outcome that you want. But the focus is on the King of Wands. And if you show the King of Wands, I mean, he'll take the risk. He will take the risk. What does it say about fire signs? They will enter where angels will not dare. And you've got the Six of Wands coming up here. Perfect for that King of Wands. How you would not risk showing up. Now you will. Now you hold your head up high. Magician again. Look at the difference here. So the Hermit takes a step back, figures out what they're doing, and is limited, right? The Hermit and the Magician, like, this is what I know, and these are the tools that I have to do what I want, right? This might be figuring out, can I climb a tree or not, like that example that I gave. But Saturn and the Devil say, well, it's the end of being held back by the things that you were held back by, and which are based on your own analysis and what you deem your knowledge to be and what you deem the tools to be. Keep your eyes open, because you may be shown this, you know, in this week, coming weeks, the rest of this year, you may be shown where you have limited yourself, held yourself back based on certain details, where you've not, it might not even be a risk, what you've seen as a risk. You may be shown, if you have been risky, like what the risks were, what they were around that. But now you have the Magician coming up with the Six of Wands and the King of Wands. This King of Wands, Six of Wands, Leo, Seven of Swords, Aquarius. What does it ask us? What is worth the risk? What is worth the risk? What is worth coming out of the shadows? What is worth acting on, speaking on? The King of Wands will say, it will be what makes me feel alive, what I am passionate about, what I feel in my heart of hearts. That, you know, I would rather die than not act on this, than not give it a shot. At the end of my life, and I say the I would rather die part, Scorpio energy. We're releasing with Scorpio energy this season. What is it that, you know, if I don't do this, win, lose or draw, I will regret it. I'm going to give it a shot. And that may be just taking time off work to spend at home with your family. Like this does... When I say action, it doesn't mean like going, I had some people like speak to me and say, oh, I'm not feeling it. No, that's your interpretation. Your interpretation may be that to take action means I need to have a new venture or whatever. No. What makes you feel alive might be drinking bloody margaritas sat in a deck chair outside in your garden or on your balcony of your flat, of your apartment. You would never risk that before because you were always so engaged. Oh my God, I have to do something. I have to do whatever. I cannot stress enough, although I have over the past few weeks, how you are the only one that knows what this is. You are the only one that knows what you haven't risked. For some people, they won't risk a day off. They won't risk, like, you know, not taking their eyes off the prize or doing whatever. I can't risk it. For others, it's they haven't risked going out there and saying the thing or writing the book or, you know, starting the channel, painting the picture or applying for the job. We all have a different risk aversion that we don't want to risk. But the King of Wands says, if you feel it at that level, if this is what makes you feel alive, if this is what is an expression of your heart in this world, this Leo energy, right? Then hold your head up high and show the world. Because that is the knowledge that you have. Those are the tools that you have to create with. That's what you communicate. Mercury, heavy week. And like I said, Mercury does. Let me see. I've got my little book here. Have I got it here? Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll give you the list of things that I've written here. So I think tomorrow is the 15th. I can't even read my own handwriting. Mercury conjuncts Chiron. We've got Venus conjunct North Node. We have, what else? I'll just go through the list. Sun enters Taurus on the 19th. Sun squares Pluto, right? As soon as it enters bloody Taurus, it's going to square Pluto. We've got, yeah, Mercury conjunct Chiron. Mercury conjunct Venus. Venus conjunct North Node. Venus conjunct Chiron. Mars sextile Jupiter. Mars sextile Uranus. Mars opposite Lilith. Jupiter conjunct Uranus. So you've got so much of this stuff going on, but especially the Mercury stuff, right? So Mercury conjunct Chiron and Venus at different points, and it's still retrograde, right? This is where we are revisiting this. No wonder bloody the magician comes up there and there. We're coming in with one notion of what it means to have all that Mercury stuff in our life. We're now starting to realize there's a new way. There's a different way of doing this. In the present, we have the Seven of Wands, which leads to the Eight. I love this progression. Seven of Wands is, if that is, you know, what is worth the risk, what is worth fighting for, hope you'll let me know in the comments if you decide on something. Sorry, what is worth the risk? This is what is worth defending, what is worth fighting for. Now, I don't mean that outside of yourself. Like, I don't. The point of this card is, for me anyway, I know different people, I know readers that I love and respect who translate in a different way. But for me, this person has the higher ground. This was the card when I was back when I was a mundane reader. This would show up when someone had an exam, when someone was going for a driving test, if an immigration test, you know, something like that. It's a testing time. That's what it shows. But the King of Wands facing a testing time, he'd do it. He's fierce. You got bloody strength here, courageous, right? That if you pick that thing that you, that how bad do you want it is a kind of thing of this, then you have to go beyond normal. If you want that peace for life, you know, at home, I've worked enough, I'm ready to be peaceful. How bad do you want it? Because that is when we then say, now this is what I stand for. I stand for, you know, this, whatever it is, altruistic cause. I stand for a life of leisure. I stand for nature. I stand for, you know, a diet, exercise, whatever it is. It's not about proving it to the world. I mean, Six of Wands is I'm going to show up from that place. But the Seven of Wands is it matters to me so much that I stand firm on this and that no matter what happens, you know, if I stand for a diet, what is this person fighting? Because you don't see people usually in the Seven of Wands, you just see the sticks. Is it a real threat? We never know. The point that's where the point for me is not what comes as, not what the test is. It's the warrior spirit, how we navigate it. How much does this matter to me? Six of Wands, it mattered enough for me to get on a horse and say, this is who I am. That's a Jupiter card, by the way. The Six of Wands. So with the Seven of Wands, it's that n this is my why. This is what matters to me. And I'll face whatever comes my way, whether it's financial hardship, whether it's long hours at work, whether it's people criticizing me, like whatever it is, I'll face it because this is what matters. And it isn't really a threat to him, right? Because he has the higher ground. That's the point of it. Sevens are about a higher reasoning. It's the heaven part. When we ask the questions of what is worth the risk, when we ask the question of what is worth defending, what is worth fighting for, right? It's the hanged man that is answering that question. The change that we went through with our change of perspective. It's a Neptune number. It's that Piscean. It's the higher self. It's the heaven answer. It's not the earthly answer. The earthly answer is at the fours. We looked at that last week. The four is when we realize what is keeping us stuck. Be that we need a break. Be that, you know, that we need to pause to celebrate how far we've come. Be that because we're afraid to lose our safety and our security. So we're locked into, you know, we don't want to lose anything because we're afraid that we'll end up with nothing. Which one have I missed? Or, you know, we're stuck emotionally that nothing feels good to us. We've got apathy and boredom. Though that's the mundane level. That's the earth. We looked at that last week, right? The fours that came up along the bottom. The sevens are a higher perception. It's the hanged man part of us that answers that. Or the high priestess part. I mean, same difference, but yes, the intuitive part, the inner part, the where, what, how these decisions are answered by our spiritual beliefs, our values. You know, think of Jupiter and our beliefs. Think of Taurus and our values. That's how we answer this. What is worth defending? What is worth fighting for? What are you willing to face no matter what happens around that? You would face it. She answers that. She gives you your why. And I know I bring, every time she comes up, it's because unexpectedly that video has become about the High Priestess. And I wasn't expecting it to, but at least one of my tarot reader friends said to me, they're like, oh my God, that's such a great video on the High Priestess. Now, I didn't intend it to be, but apparently it is. And that is that brilliance of the shadow, integrating tools thing. Because that will tell you what you stand for, who you are, where you're coming from, what you're basing your decisions on, what you're basing your wants, your desires on, what you're basing your image on. Can you make this shit up? No, you can't. So you got the Seven of Wands again. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to get just one from this deck, which I usually do. Let's get one of the Seven of Wands. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, you've seen me trying to clarify now. It's that it's those are the crucial parts. That's why I'm kind of belaboring the point here. Understand what you avoid. Like, you need to understand that. No one else, right? You, this is that understanding. This is why I avoid it. This is why I see that as risky. But while I'm avoiding things that like he doesn't want to be seen, then how can you be seen? How can you show up in the world from this energy? How can you live up to what makes you feel alive? Whatever that looks like for you, whatever, and there's no right or wrong. Like, please don't judge yourself. Definitely don't let other people judge you on what it is that you want to do. Because you're the one that will create from that place. It's an understanding of what you know and the tools that you have. But you show up going beyond normal. And going beyond normal means not avoiding the things you would have avoided. That's a card of avoidance. And you got this here, two of them. I mean, bloody hell, look at this. And the High Priestess is saying that this, if you understand nothing else this week, right? No matter what happens, no matter what breakthroughs come in, no matter what breakdowns come through, no matter what it is, whatever that lightning flash that happens in your life from this, right? No matter what it is, let it show you your own why. Let it show you yourself in this. Let it show you what you stand for, what you avoid. All of that, that's happening right, you know, as it's in the present. I'm going to get one more from this deck. All right. Justice. I don't know where it was. One of these talked about balance, right? Balancing that. Because it will be a risk. But we also have a warrior spirit. So how do we balance all of that? We do have an internal reality, but how do we express that out in the world? So the Eight of Wands comes up. This is a Mercury card. It's Mercury and Sag. And this is back and forth. This is opportunities. This is, you know, research, engaging with things, engaging with other people, having conversations, putting our stuff out there, ready for it. I mean, we're ready to battle anything. So, of course, we're going to engage with things now. We know what we stand for. This is also speeding up. And it is a card of opportunities. Two of Pentacles, which is a Capricorn card. Oh God, Three of Wands, which is Sun and Aries. It's an Aries card. Let's get one more. It's the Challenge. That's what this comes up. So, in the future, what we're moving towards, what we're headed towards, is engaging with things, right? And this is not like figuring out what we want. This is like engaging with whatever comes up in our way. It's fire energy. We give our energy to it. We receive from it. It's a back and forth. It's reading between the lines. It's being as direct as possible. Why are we able to do that? Because we are able to discern, Two of Pentacles, right? We are able to discern what it is that we want to be doing. This is taking care of business. The Two of Pentacles is the taking care of business card. It means juggling the day to day. But it can also be the card of where we distract ourselves in the day to day, right? And it can also be where we only look at the physical, like, you know, this lady here is juggling the Two Pentacles. But you cannot just make decisions based on the details. This is that going beyond normal. This would be normal. This is that I've got this to work with and I've got that to work with. But always the encouragement in the Two of Pentacles is, yeah, but what is your heart saying to you? That this would be going beyond normal. Normal is I have to pick up the laundry, I have to make lunch, I have to go to work, I have to do this, I have to spend my time doing this. This is the way the world works. And it's like, yeah, but is that what you want to do? The ocean. What's coming in from the emotion? What's coming in from the intuition? Now, I actually see the Two of Pentacles in this placement as a very positive thing. As our ability to be able to juggle the physical as well as have the ocean at our back. Why? Because in this deck, if you see that the ocean is coming in, she's standing in the waves. So is she doing it all? Is she taking it all into consideration? She's not distracting herself with that. She's in the waves here, understanding that this is what I have to work with. I have the details, but I have context for this now as well. That comes from the literal, the physical, the logical, the emotional. All of it is coming together. How do I juggle all of this? Because I know that, and you see, you know, with her looking at the physical, standing in the waves, he's looking out at the sea. This is the understanding. What is the Three of Wands? Expectations must be based on the actions that we take. That's why I like the Eight of Wands coming up here, because it's an interaction. But he's turned his back on something. Are you about to turn your back on something? Have you turned your back on something? So what direction are you going in now? What are you ready to engage with? What is the direction that you face? How are you willing to challenge yourself? I've seen the Five of Wands a lot. I've seen it coming up in people's readings. It's one of, because it's a challenge for the sake of the challenge. It is not, it's a five, so it's an agent of chaos. It is not a card that promises you easy victory. It is not a card that promises you things are at an even keel. It does not say that. It is a card that promises you, if you show up, if you are ready to go beyond normal, if you're ready to pull out some new moves, as I say, which is going beyond normal, right? Everyone will benefit from this. Those that you're in competition with. Those that you chat, you're not chat, they're not, you're challenging yourself in this. That's the point of it. But everyone benefits. So if you're afraid of, like, you know, it's not the Two of Swords that comes up here, but if you're afraid of, oh God, I'm going to rock the boat or the status quo or whatever, and it's like, well, that might be exactly what's needed. You might be exactly what is needed. I had this thought actually, because I was looking at houses that, like, moving out of the area, and I was wondering if I was meant to move out of the area. You know, when an area gets really bad or really shitty and stuff, and I was thinking, well, what if it's my job, like, stay here to make this area better? And that's my decision. I don't think that is something that, you know, God, soul, spirit, universe, whatever, would dictate to me. I don't believe that. And I think that's what the world is saying here as well. At one time, yeah, maybe that was the case. Not when you got the Three of Wands, when you are picking the direction you want to go in, that you are going to give your energy to. What are your expectations? What's the outcome that you want? What are you hoping to achieve? How would you challenge yourself to do that? And does it help you in juggling the day-to-day concerns of your life as well? There's a lot that comes up with this. I'm going to get one from this deck just to add to this. Page of Swords. I mean, it is a lot, but it's beginner's mindset as well. It's engaging with it with fresh eyes. Again, the thing of context comes in. The context has changed. I wish I could give you more details on that context, but you are the only one that can provide the context of that in your own life. Here's what I can tell you is the advice is strength. a number of things come up with it. So what's the advice for this week? Know, have the courage to really look within yourself and know what it is at a primal level that you desire. Safety, security, connection, passion, engagement to serve something higher than yourself, like at that primal level. Look at that. I don't mean the solution, it's the primary desire. Remember I talked about this in one Leo season. I don't mean the solution that you've come up for that. I don't mean that, you know, oh, what I really want is more money. What I really want is this. No, because that is a response. That is a solution that you've come up with. That's the old kind of data or details, right? The old solution that you've come up with to this issue. Reconnect with it. I'll tell you about my friend. My friend, I've talked about her. She's had it rough. She's the one that lost her husband at a young age. She raised two daughters by herself. She fought for years, like, just to keep the house, right? You know, that was her whole, that's been a whole thing. I want my kids to have their house and to keep the family home that her husband had bought before he passed. And, you know, her kids are growing up now. She's got financial issues and all the rest of it. I was talking to her. I was with her on Thursday and we were talking. And she was telling me, actually, I'd done a reading for her. And I told her, like, from April, everything will be fine from April. And she couldn't see it. She couldn't figure out. But she has so much faith. She has so much faith in God. And she just knows that, you know, God's taking care of me. She just says that God's taking care of me every step of the way. Like, I shouldn't be here. That I've just been held and supported and whatever. And so her house was sprouting leaks. Like, this winter's been bad for her. Leaking, mold everywhere. Like, the house needs being done. It just needs to be done. But she needed something like 16,000 or something to, she can't even dream of having that kind of money. And what happened to her is, she said to me, she goes, I might have said I wanted money, but she goes, I didn't want money. I didn't want money. I wanted my house fixed. Those are two very different things. And then the strength of that, the courage is to look within yourself. So what do you really want? Is, I want to be able to provide a home for my kids that, you know, my husband is not here, like, he's passed, their father's not here. As their mother, I want to be able to provide them with that. I can't provide them with anything else. I can't pay for them to go get education and do whatever. You know, I can't do that, but I can give them a home. That desire for home and security and connection and family and being there for your family. That's what a thing was. Well, you know, cut a longer story short. She spoke to, there was that building work going on in her street somewhere, and she spoke to the guy that she just happened to, there was a leaflet. She spoke to him and he said to her, oh, well, if you get this, you know, benefit or something, there's a scheme. There's a local council that has a scheme that they are fixing people's houses that, you know, who are in need and who can prove that they don't have the resources or whatever. She just got her house fixed. When I went around on Thursday, she was so happy to show me. It doesn't smell of mold anymore. She's had the whole house done up. It's been repainted. Everything is fresh. And she sat there nearly in tears and she said to me, you know what? I won the lottery. I won the lottery. That's all I wanted. You've got something in your life that is like that. But you may be saying, I need the money for it. But connect with, because that's the thing that you want. That's the thing that fires you up. That is the passion within you. I mean, she went and spoke to that builder thinking that I'll get the money from somewhere, but let me go find out to get the work, right? Three of Wands. Expectations must be based on the actions that we took, the action. She went and spoke to this builder and started thinking I'll have to beg, borrow, or steal the money. Well, she's not steal it, but do you know what I mean? But taking action in that direction, knowing that this is all that matters to me more than anything else, she got the results. Empress. That is what we are nurturing. That is what we are birthing. That is what we are putting out into the world. Three of Cups, Two of Wands. All right. Three of Cups is going to be our relationships of support. This is who we work with. This is how we support ourselves. This is how we support other people. This is how we nurture our dreams. This is the expression of what is within us. And it could be like friends and family, like telling people or doing whatever. Two of Wands is that crossroads that this talked about. You're coming up to a crossroads where you cannot keep doing what you did. Be that in how you birth things. Be that in what you spend time, effort and energy on. Be that on what you nurture. Be that on what you love. Be that on how you support and are supported. But without that courage, so remember I said with strength, it's a number of things. First of all, yes, the courage to know what it is that you desire within yourself. But it is also the courage to face any obstacle, which is the buffalo. That's what strength is. It's lust. It is the courage to lust after whatever you lust after. And I don't mean that in the devil sense, this kind of greed, right? That can be greed or material reality or wanting all the resources or seeing life as a zero-sum game. It is the lust of the king, that lust for life. I'm going to live expansively. And the Empress is not going to wait. Like the thing with the Magician and the Empress, they work with what they have. The cards of manifestation. They work with what they have. They create, they express, they bring into the world, right? The Empress, she gives birth to ideas, things. She does it. It is not, it's how do I support that? How do I make this happen? What direction would I have to go in? I think there's a number of people who are trying to climb trees because they want freedom. Their strength or their courage is, I want freedom. You know, I want a higher perspective. I want to rise up higher in the ranks. I want to do that. But they're trying to climb a tree as a fish. And this is that thing of like, no, you know, yes, I want freedom, but there are other ways that I can have freedom. I can expand, I can grow, I can do other things. I can nurture other ways of being that support me and others. I can do something else. I can go beyond normal. Let's get one more from this deck. But what is the vision? What is normal? The star is what takes us beyond normal. I love this reading, and I know I say that every week, but I love this reading. I love it. And it speaks to so much. I mean, I felt so connected to it, and I feel so connected to this time. I feel so connected to you guys as well. Where are you guys? Where are you going beyond normal? What obstacles face you? What support do you need? Or what do you need? Like you hear me say, oh yeah, support me, do whatever. What support do you need? Do you know what support you need? I wrote on the server today about lone wolves, right? And even when a lot of us, I think when we've said, because it's, I think we're progressing, we're moving, we're expanding. And it's all of this kind of how we show up with each other. Three of Cups, the Star, the Empress, that nurture each other, expand. You know, even the thing of like finding my tribe, finding my community, right? Even that notion, I think, is just lone wolf adjacent. It's where we get to say we work with other people, but a lot of times it's where we feel safe being that lone wolf. We're not actually supporting and, you know, helping one another. Or it's like safety in numbers, right? We can bunch up together so that we can fight others or do whatever, or we're safe from being attacked, you know, that kind of thing. Is it true cooperation? Is it truly working together to create something, to build something? Does it challenge us, Five of Wands, to show up from what we're trying to explore, what we're trying to learn, new truths that we have, how we want to expand them out in the world, what we're doing? So many questions. But anyway, there you go, my lovelies. I hope you will let me know how you get on with this. I love you guys very much. I will see you next time, but that's all for now. Goodbye.